Mr. President, Nigeria welcomes the delegation of the Syrian Arab Republic for the presentation of their UPR report. We note that despite the challenges the country is facing, which are caused by internal and external factors, there have been a pull on the peace and security and indeed the sovereignty of the country. The government of the Syrian Arab Republic has reaffirmed her determination to observe the Charter, the principle of international law and international humanitarian rights instruments. Just as the global community condemns terrorism in all its ramifications, the one inflicting the Syrian Arab Republic deserves no less and must be condemned in all its entire ramifications so that peace may return to that country. Terrorism, we can tell from our example, derives people their basic human rights, including the large number of entirely displaced persons and refugees who live in its wake. Notwithstanding these challenges, we welcome the government's determination and the continual progress it has made towards adopting economic and social policies. We agree that certain measures imposed on the country have led to the humanitarian crisis in Syria, and we see no difference between the method being used to regain Aleppo and elsewhere. There is no doubt that the war will always leave its humanitarian consequences, and we call on all sides to allow relief agencies access to needy people. My delegation would like to make the following recommendations, Mr. President. One, to continue the effort to restore security and stability as well as achieving a national comprehensive reconciliation. And two, to intensify its efforts to cooperate with the international community to alleviate the repercussions on the crisis on the Syrian citizens. My delegation wishes Syria success in our review process. I thank you.